When you're done shopping today, go home, open the fridge, reheat some of those Thanksgiving leftovers. We think this next story, a leftover itself from last month, is a perfect compliment. Correspondent Kavitha Cardoza went to the 25th anniversary of the Turkey Testicle Festival in Byron, Illinois, to check out the foul play that goes on in a small tavern where the festival is held. Get it? Foul play.
Organizer Frank Maraji is very serious about the festival that started out as a joke in his tavern, the Union Street Station. Now the city blocks off streets to make room for the almost 5,000 people who show up every year.
First, the idea of getting it through your head to taste them. You know, that's all in your mind. But once you try one, they're good. It's like eating popcorn shrimp.
Maraji has copyrighted the phrase Turkey Testicle Festival, so no one else can use it. Hundreds of photographs line the walls of the tavern, and it even has its own king and queen for the day, who dress up as turkeys. George Ashby has been a volunteer every year at the festival since its inception. He says people always react with surprise at the name and ask plenty of questions.
Where are the turkey testicles at? They're actually under the wing. And are they actually turkey testicles? Yes, they are. And do you actually eat them? Yes, I do.
The organizer's son, Frank Maraji Jr., says people are puzzled about the culinary aspect of the festival.
There's a lot of other things you could have a festival over. You know, fried Twinkies or Snickers or, you know. And to be honest, I don't even know the answer to that question. Why have a turkey testicle festival?
The tent in the main area is busy with crowds buying commemorative T-shirts and taking photographs near a big yellow turkey-like doll that has its hands covering itself and looking, well, pained. But the kitchen is where the magic happens. As the oil bubbles, Frank Maraji says the turkey testicles are diced and coated with batter.
Beer and our little secret recipe that we can't tell nobody. If I told you, I had to kill you.
Chief cook Roger Hennis says the first year they bought just 10 pounds of turkey testicles from Wisconsin. Today he has almost 400 pounds stored in a large fridge. Most people like their turkey testicles diced and deep fried. But Frank Jr. says there's always someone at the festival who decides they're going to try turkey testicles raw.
You know, sushi's one thing, but raw turkey testicles, I'm not going to do it.
Russ Perkman of Skokie, Illinois, says he prefers his well done. He's one of several burly bikers who've stopped at the festival. He looks at the little tub of turkey testicles dubiously before tasting one.
No, they're just fried and you taste almost like chicken livers fried or something. But they're good. Tastes better with hot sauce.
Try the blue one.
You know, maybe we could start a trend. Have this all around the country. I mean, we all have turkey at Thanksgiving, and we could add a little more to the giblets.
Whatever you might think of the cuisine, though, the 70-odd volunteers say they want to be known as the festival with a lot of heart. All profits from the festival go to charities, including St. Jude's Hospital and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. But the head cook at the festival likes to keep the focus on the food. So what is it that inspires him and others to sweat in a tiny kitchen for hours, frying what he euphemistically calls deep-fried delights?
We're nuts. That's the only reason I can think of.
Turkey testicles may not be on your grocery shelf anytime soon, but for the hundreds of people who attend this event every year, it's a pleasure to gobble them up. For Day to Day, I'm Kavitha Cardoza.